Guys, for last week, I sent Dudi the wrong date. It is my fault, but it is very nice to be here with you today. We're going to talk about Amira Leokum in special situations, which is this sugya is very noigea in South America, for example. The sugya is very noigea. Why? Because in South America, it is common that families should have domestic help. Live in or coming every day on a daily basis, even on Shabbos. In England, I don't know how common it is. But maybe there is a next door neighbor that we get along well with, and in a situation of need, maybe he's the person we should talk to. I'm going to start by quoting the words of the Shmir Shabbos Hilchizo on Perek Lamed. Perek Lamed deals with Meleches Nochri B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. The entire Perek is dedicated to this inyan. Klalei Asiyas Melucha Lidei Nochri B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. Says Shmir Shabbos Hilchizo, Yishnam Shnei Isurim B'Meleches Nochri B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. There are two Isurim, two prohibitions. One, Isur Amiro Oiremizo, the Isur of telling the non-Jew what to do, or insinuating what he should do, Lenochli Lasvis Melocha B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov B'Shvila Yehudi. I'm telling him, or insinuating that he should do such and such a Melocha, for the benefit of a Yehudi, or of a Yid. V'u Gam Kasher Yehudi Einu Ne'ene Mimelocha Zu. Even if I'm not being Nene, I'm not deriving any benefit from what he's doing. The second Isser is Isser Anoy Yeshir. Sorry?
So why say it to him there?
Let's say I'm not in deriving benefit, but there is a third party who is deriving benefit, you see? And I'm trying to help, you know, Reb Eid. Maybe I think he doesn't know the halacha, maybe I think he's shy, or he doesn't know the language, so I'm telling the goy, please do so and so. Isser Anoy Yeshir. Umamashiz Mimelochis Anochri B'Shabz V'Yimtev. The Isur of deriving a direct benefit from his melocha, v'u gam kasher lo yitziva lenochi la'asoiz melocha, zu b'shabbos v'yom tov. Even if I don't tell him absolutely anything, and he goes and does it for me. Let's say, for example, he's warming water, heating water for a cup of coffee or a cup of milk, tea and milk. So he says, oh, Ravan Zeta maybe wants a cup of tea, so I'm going to boil extra water. I didn't ask him to do that. Or her. I didn't ask the maid to boil the water, to boil any extra water. It is completely mutter. Let's say, for example, we have a percolator. She wants to heat water for her cup of coffee on Shabbos in my house. There's no problem. She's doing it for herself. There is no problem of Bishul Okum because she's only, you know, heating up water. But now she says maybe he wants some hot tea. So she boils an extra amount of water. Even if I didn't ask her to do that. It is usur for me to use the water. Why? Chazal v'choshesh that maybe next Shabbos I will want the same cup of tea, and then I'll tell her, please, could you, when you heat the water, remember to add on some extra for my cup of tea. So we can't do that, even if we didn't ask. So says the Shemir Shabbos Kilchis, B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Osur L'Amal L'Nochri, L'Asvez B'Shvil Yehudi, it is completely forbidden to ask the Nochri, the non-Jew, to do a Melochri. Bein She'esh Basiyas Mishum Isur Teire, U'Bein She'ein Ba Ela Mishum Isur derabonan. It doesn't really matter, irrespective of whether the melocha is an isur Torah or an isur derabonan. The halacha, according to the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos, says it is osur. We know that our sages Chazal were metakin an isur derabonan called amira lenochri, amira lenochri, midiraisa. Midiraisa, it would be mutter for us to tell a non-Jew to do melachos on our behalf on Shabbos. Midrash, it would be mutter. But our sages implemented a gezeira forbidding Amira Lenochri, because Alidei Amira Lenochri, we could end up converting Shabbos in Yoim Chol. In a normal weekday, we could have our shops open on Shabbos, and I'm not going, but the guy is managing. I'm not entering into the shail of whether if we do a shutfus with a goy, I'm not entering, you know, in that specific shail. But I could ask the goy to turn on the lights, turn up the lights. It would be chol in my house. I wouldn't be doing any melocha, but the atmosphere wouldn't be conducive to Shabbos. So our sages were metaken that we shouldn't tell the goy to do melochas on our behalf, be it a deraisa, be it a derabbanan, for the sake of being shomer Shabbos. Quite interestingly, nowadays, for example, most houses have timers to turn the lights on and off on Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein's position on a timer is quite strict. Quite strict. Rav Moshe's medame, setting up a timer to Amira Lenochri. According to Rav Moshe's psak, we can't use a timer on Shabbos for turning the lights on and off. Because he says it is exactly the same as telling the goy, turn the lights on, turn the lights off. So according to Rav Moshe's psak, but Rav Moshe's psak wasn't mekubal. Wasn't mekubal. The milk psak was very mekubal. But not the timer. The timer entered into a category of gzeiro she'eino yechola la'amoid bo. The gzeiro, the psak was demanding more than the tzibur can withstand. So it didn't stick. But it is there, and that's the reason why. That's the reason he gives for being oyser a timer on Shabbos, because it says it is exactly the same as asking the non-Jew to turn the lights on and off on Shabbos. Now, if we look at the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, so this, we're talking Perek Lamed here. But if we move forward to Perek Lamed Ches, Perek Lamed is quite interesting. Go over it, learn it. I'm sure you've done it already. It is really, really interesting. But if we move over to Perek Lamed Ches, for example, at the end of the very end of Perek Lamed Ches, the halacha says the following: Muter lomar lenochri la'asis yalid katan choyle. It is permitted to tell a goy to carry a child who is sick, lo aleinu, av she'in boi sakona. Even if it is a choyle she'in boi sakona, not mortal danger, the yelled, you know, he doesn't feel well. Derech Rishus HaRabim Gemura, even if it is a complete Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim Midoraisa, you can tell the guy, please transport the boy from point A to point B. Even you can tell him, please drive the boy to the doctor. If it is a choyle sheish boy sakone, then exactly. The aloha is that if there is any time wasting, the Jew should do it. If the same result can be accomplished alidei goy, for Ashkenazim, we prefer that option. For Sfardim, the nafkamina le'aloche, for Sfardim, the Sfardim say no, it is a mitzvah, we don't pass on a mitzvah, because anyone who saves a soul saves the entire world. So Sfardim say, we do it. For Ashkenazim, we say, if we can accomplish the same result, alidei goy, we do it alidei goy. But it's further on, the aloche says, ubeinina says, agalos yilodim alidei nochri derech makom shein bo yeruv. And regarding the subject of of pushing a buggy in a place where there is no Eruv, Aliday Nochri. Of course, we're talking, not talking about, you know, the mother is going out on Shabbos with a buggy. Talking about a goy. V'u'einu Rishus HaRomim Gemura. But it's not the Rishus HaRomim in the Raisa. It's the Rishus HaRomim Midirabonim. And we know the requirements for Rishus HaRomim to be considered the Rishus HaRomim in the Raisa. Shishim Riboy Boikim Boy Kolyom. 600,000 people pass through on a daily basis. By feet, if it is by car, we enter into a machlokes apuskim shebis baneinu, if it counts, if it doesn't count, and it is rochov, it is exactly 8 meters, or 16 amos, that's the shita's a Rambam, and it has to be mefulash. Mefulash means it is open at the beginning, it is open at the end, it is a thoroughfare, you see, from point A to point B. Straight. Three conditions. Three conditions. The Shulchan Aruch require that those three conditions be met in order to consider a Rishus HaRomim or a Rishus HaRomim Midaraisa. That's one of the reasons why the Mishnah Berurah paskens there is no Rishus HaRomim Midaraisa Bizmaneinu. Because it is very hard. If you want to be choishish for one shita, for example, Sfardim, a choishish for Shita's Rambam, which is 8 meters, they are choshes for Shita's Rambam. That is why for Sfardim it is very, very difficult setting up an Eruv. For Ashkenazim, not so difficult because we do Lefi Tzuras HaPesach. So it says here, if we're talking about asking the non-Jew to push a buggy through a Rishus HaRabim, which is not a Rishus HaRabim Midaraisa, it's only a Rishus HaRabim Midarabanan, it says, Re'le'il Perikid Zayin Sef Gimel. See what I wrote previously on the 17th Perik. Yesh l'shol shalas chacham. You have to ask a poisik. You ask the Rav about it. He's not saying, Osir. He says, ask a Rav. Ki din ze toluy b'minag amokid. Why? Because this din is toluy b'minag amokid. This din depends on what people are used to doing in that specific community. So says Shmir Shabbos Hilchos Beshem Av Shlomo Zalman Oirbach Zatzal. Ein minag kavua. There is no minag kavua. There is no established minag in that community. Yesh mokim leakil v'loimar lenochri leasiya agola. There is no established minag. You can be meikel and ask the non-Jew to push the buggy from point A to point B. That's what he says. Of course, you know, in the areas down here, the small print, he says, you've got to remove other items from the buggy. It has to be the yelid. You can't, either not the nappies and not this, that, and the other. The yelid. Why is that? Let's say, for example, I live in this Shiloh, in Chile, for example, it is very noigia. Let's say I live half a mile away from my Shviger. It is a blessing? Is it a blessing? Okay. Let's say I live 50 miles away from my Shviger. No, let's say I live, you know, half a mile away from my Shviger. She invites me over for Shabbos lunch. And it so happens, I have 4 children. My oldest is 7. And the youngest is a month old, and thank you so much. And before that, before the month old baby, the other one is 14 months old. So I have, you know, a double. I can't, they're not going to go. But my Shviger invited us, the entire family, for lunch, Shabbos lunch. Can I ask the maid to push the buggy from my house to my Shviger's? It says, it depends on the minag of amokim. Let's say, for example, the minag, there is no minag amokim. Ish leakil. Can be meikel. But at the beginning of Perek Lamed, we saw that you can't ask the non-Jew to do a melocha for you, be it a melocha deraisa, be it a melocha derabanan. So what is the problem over here? We have a stira. We have a contradiction. How can we reconcile the contradiction? So it is all mevusas, it is all based on one seif, in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Shin Zayin, 307, Sif Hey, fifth halacha. And it says the following. Dover Sheinu Melocha, something which is not a melocha. Ve'eino la'osur la'asoysoy b'shabos, ela mishum shvus. And the only reason why you can't do it on Shabbos is because it is a shvus. A shvus is synonymous with Isur Derabanan. It is not a melocha. If the place where I live is not a Rishus HaRabim Midoraisa, it's only a Rishus HaRabim Midorabanan, the only reason why I can't carry on Shabbos was because Chazal will metaken that I can't carry on Shabbos, lest I carry in a Rishus HaRabim Midoraisa. So the reason why we're not carrying there is because Chazal said we can't. But it's not a Deraisa melocha. It says here, Dabar Sheinu Melocha Ve'inu Asur La'asoysoy B'Shabbos, El Mishum Shvuz, the only reason why you can't do it is because of a Shvuz, Mutar Le'Yisroel Lo'imar Le'inu Yehudi La'asoysoy B'Shabbos. It is mutar for a Jew to tell a Goy, please do it for me on Shabbos. But there are three preconditions. Ve'u She'yesh Sham Mitzas Choyli. There is a Mitzas Choyli, an ailment, not an illness. No one. We're not talking about a choyle sheing boisakona, a mitzas choyle, which is the lesser degree of an ailment. It is the one for which we can't, for example, let's say we have a small migraine or a headache, the one for which we can't even take a pill on Shabbos. That is enough. It is enough of a reason to warrant, or to allow me to tell the non-Jew to do something for me on Shabbos. Number one. Or you really, really, really need what you're asking the goy to do. There is a great need for it. Or in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Ketzad. He gives a couple of examples. You ask the non-Jew, and this is halachically, I understand, but conceptually it is very hard to understand why would anyone ask a goy to climb up a tree and bring me the shofar, which is on top of the tree, so that I can do tkiyas on Shabbos. Why would you? Okay, he's giving us an example of you can't do tkiyas on Shabbos and you can't climb up a tree on Shabbos. Both of them are Yisurim Derabonin. Even in that situation, and you need to do Kiyas Mitzvah, you ask the goy, please go and bring me my shofar.
Didn't Shmaya Shabbos say at the beginning that the halach was the same on Yom Tov? He said, Ben Shabbos, Ben Yom Tov.
Exactly.
So therefore, on shofar, you would want it, it's Yom
Tov. But on shofar, on Yom Tov, you can be metalfil.
You can't climb the tree. It's Yom Tov, and you're asking the goy to bring it down from the tree.
Could be a good shot. Oyle avimayim derech chatzer shelo yirvu lirchotz boya mitzta'er. Or you ask the goy, please bring me water, because this person is suffering. It's too hot on Shabbos, and we know about rechitza on Shabbos, the aloches, but you can. You can wash. And let's say, for example, this person needs to freshen up. There is no fresh water. So, and he's suffering. He's a mitzayer. So you ask the guy, please bring me water from the well. Derech, Rishus HaRovim, Derabonim. And there is no Eiruv. V'yesh Oisin, says Shulchan Aruch, V'yesh Oisin. Normally, when the klal in the Shulchan Aruch is normally Yesho Ibrim Kama, the Yesho Ibrim Basra Aloche, Kebasra, Basra Koivea. The last opinion mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch is normally the opinion that is Koivea the Aloche. So complements the Ramos, says the Kaman Siman Tav Kufpe Vov Pasak Leatir. Ramos says, and this is why the Ramos is adding his words over here, he says, but further on, Ilchus Yom Tov, further on Siman 586, the Mechaber Paskin, it is Mutter. It is Mutter to Shvuz de Shvuz Alidei Nocher. Okay? Eileil, Bedris. So, what are we talking here? Let's say, for example, let's have some practical examples. And without entering into the Eruv thing over here, forgetting it for a second, let's pretend there is no Eruv for a second. Okay? So, I'm Zoichich living in the vicinity. I have no wine with which to make Kiddush. But I need to make Kiddush Shabbos morning, because if it's Shabbos night, I can do it over Pass. I can do it on bread. Shabbos morning, I can't make Kiddush on bread. Okay? And I have no wine, I have no beer, I need to make Kiddush. And my good friend, Rabbi Yanki, lives a couple of houses down from where I am. Can I ask a non-Jew to go with me and fetch a bottle of wine or grape juice and bring it back to my place so that I may make Kiddush?
If the street is not on Shusarabin Daraisa.
It is very hard for a residential street to be a Shusarabin Midaraisa Lefikola days. If there is one of the days, if I have two out of three, let's say for example it is Mefulish and it is 8 meters wide. But Einam Boy Kim Boy Shishim Ri Boy Kol Yom. There's no way 600,000 people are, passing through on a daily basis. It is not a Rosh Hashanah Midaraisa, even if it has the other two conditions. So, it is, as you say, it is a Shvuz, the Shvuz B'Mokom Mitzvah, and I could ask the maid or the non-Jewish friend to go with me and bring back a bottle of wine or grape juice on which to say Kiddush. Let's say, for example, I have a headache, let's talk about the child. It is easier. The child needs to take a certain medicine that the child takes on a daily basis, and the mother realize on Shabbos that that's over. The child needs to take that medicine. So we've got Mekach Memkach B'Shabbos is an Isser D'Rabbanan. Trading on Shabbos is an Isser D'Rabbanan. It's not an Isser D'Raisa. Touching money, Mukt. And carrying is also an Isser D'Rabbanan. In a situation like that, could I tell the maid or the non-Jew, please take money from my wallet, go down to the pharmacy, and bring me back the medicine? Would it be mutter? Would be mutter. So the Ramo says something quite interesting. The Ramo is even more radical, more, even starker. And he says over here, Ve'ayen le'el siman resh ein vov seif beis, de'ish mekilim afilu b'mnochib de'oraisa. There are certain opinions which are makel, even if it is a de'oraisa. Further back, or previously, on siman 206 and 76. So it says over here, the Ramo says, Yesho imrim demutar lo imar le'eno yehudi le'adlik ner, some opinions hold that it is mutter for you to tell a Jew to turn on. Thank you so much. Just to see if you're paying attention. You are. I'm very happy. Some opinions say that it is mutter for you to tell a goy to light a candle, light up a candle, it would be the same, for electricity, on Shabbos for your seuda. Why? Because that opinion holds, it is Amira Lenochri, it's mutter, even if we're talking about a melacha d'oraisa, b'mokom mitzvah. If there is a mitzvah. So I've always had a problem with the concept, with the Eastern European concept of a Shabbos Goy. Because we're talking about from Kehillahs in Eastern Europe, where is the Shabbos Goy? Where does it come from? I think, Leonius Deity, I think it comes from here. There is a precedent. There is a Yeshoimrim. There is a Yeshoimrim in Aloche who holds it is mutter to tell a non-Jew to do a melacha d'oraisa for you if it is for the sake of a mitzvah. No, not only for heating, for turning on, heating is something. Heating is mutter. You should know this. Heating is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that everyone is considered a choyli mipnei akor. Mipnei akor. Maybe from the probably from the community. You know, the community I knew, that you would ask, you know, turn on the lights or turn on this, that, and the other. Why is he telling here? Why? Because the person has to say Birkas Hamazon, and he doesn't know Birkas Hamazon by heart. Or maybe he wants to be mehader and read Birkas Hamazon instead of reciting it by rote. But there is no light. He can't. And Birkas Hamazon is a mitzvah deraisa, by a man, at least. Has to say Birkas Hamazon. So he's going to ask the non-Jew to light a candle for him or to turn on the lights. Okay? So shall be zeh nagu rabim leakel bedavar. So according to this, Aloche, according to this Ramah, it would be mutter. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's not so. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ushlaich mir af letzoidech godel. Shla kodesh was machmir, even letzoidech godel. Sheken ra noyogim bekilus chashuvim. Why? Because he saw in important kehillahs that they were very machmir regarding this. They sit in darkness, motzei Shabbos, afilu bechasene ad shomru akal borcho, up to the point where the kal says borcho. From borcho onwards, they tell the goy, please do this. And this was also the minhag of the rash when they had shalosh sudas by him. But Primogodim says, if it is Bein Hashmashos, because Bein Hashmashos is Sofek Yom Sofek Laila, and the reason why we are Machmir in Bein Hashmashos is because Chazal demanded that we be Machmir. So Primogodim says, if it is Bein Hashmashos, you can be Meikol. Why? Because it is Sofek Yom Sofek Laila, then we enter into the parsha of Shvus Lishvus b'Mokim Mitzvah, and it says here Ve'al Alachas Kama V'Kama in Friday b'Kabbalah Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos b'Knisas Shabbos during Bein Hashmashos. So if it is during Bein Hashmashos, you can ask the Goy Mefurish, please do this for me. Okay, now the. Le tzorich mitzvah. There must be a tzorich mitzvah tzachoyli or tzarich ledavar tzorich arbi or tzorich godel. So what we see here is the stam reading of the aloha is that we've got to treat this situation with, you know, the utmost respect. Chazal said you can't. But Chazal left a petach open. If the situation is a situation of mitzvah choyli, of mitzvah, and tzarich ledover tzarich arbe, of great necessity, and the meloch is a meloch of the Rabbanon, in that situation you are allowed to tell the goy, please do this for me. If I walk into a place, and the place, be it my house or somewhere else, and the place is completely dark, according to what we read here, you can't tell the goy to turn on the lights. There is a machlokes apoiskim, and that's according to Leis van der Palik. No one disagrees with that. There is a machlokes poitim if it is mitzvah de rabim. If it is a collective mitzvah. Let's say, for example, the minion wants to daven. The minion wants to daven, the lights go out. And it is, you can't daven. There's a machlokes poitim. It's not so poshut that you can ask the goy. If it is toisefes, or if you're adding on to existing light, you're making it easier to read, for example. But even if you don't turn on the lights, then in that situation you can be meramas, you can insinuate that maybe it would be nicer if there was more light over here. Now, but we see that there is, so going back to my Shvigar's invitation, if I say that having lunch with her is a way of being mechabed her, that my wife and my children are going to be mechabed her, or my children are learning from her, for example, they are learning Torah, or, then there is a mitzvah. Then there is a shtikl mitzvah. If we say oinek Shabbos, v'karas al Shabbos oinek, maybe there is a shtikl mitzvah. If it is purely for social reasons, you can't call it a mitzvah. You'll be mechabed. If you be mechabed, if we say this is a way of being mechabed, the shvigar, but if it is only for a social gathering doesn't come, you know, it doesn't go into any of the categories. It's not mitzvah holy. Maybe unless the person is going to be suffering throughout, you know, the social gathering, in which case it becomes a mitzvah choyli, or a choyli she'im bo yitzakon echvaznisht, or a mitzvah, or the tzarech ledor tzarech arbe. So I asked Rav Yitzchok Berkowitz, I asked him about this. So he said, you know, if I'm, let's say I'm going to give a shir, but I don't have my sforim in the base medrash where I'm going to give a shir. I could ask the non-Jew, please, you know, bring my sforim to the base medrash. Why? Because I'm going to be performing a mitzvah. Let's say, for example, my wife needs to hear Parsha Zohar, but she can't go to the base medrash and leave the children home. So you can tell the non-Jew, please take the children to the base medrash. Because there is... Let's say, for example, she has to nurse the baby. She has to feed the baby. There might be... If there is no reason, then you can't. You leave it, you know? You taking... It is... So you say, you bring the baby and you don't take the baby back. No, because then tzarech ledover tzarech arbe. The baby needs his or her environment, the conditions. You see, so one way or the other, you do have a justifying reason, and this is what I wanted to share with you today. And I want to finish up with a disclaimer, which is the following: everything I said here is completely theoretical. Because I'm not paskening alochis in a place where I'm not a rav. I'm a visiting rabbi. You have rabbonim, choshev rabbonim in this base medrash, choshev rav, and in the city. And if you want to see how lemaisa this aloch is, there are people you can ask.